Party began and Molly on Channel 94.1.
The coronavirus seems to be spreading, with China now confirming that there are indeed 17 fatalities, people who have died from the illness, and more than close to 600 people sickened. Restrictions have been made. They have imposed restrictions. They've closed off the city of Wuhan.
Which is how, it's a big city. It's 11 million people.
Yeah. It's very big.
It's not a tiny village like if you've ever seen the movie Outbreak, you know, the monkey movie. It's not a tiny little village. It's a huge city.
Yeah.
So you probably can't keep everybody in.
Oh, I'm sure you can't.
More other cities. I mean, they cut off, I don't know if they're putting up roadblocks or, I mean, I know they've cut off train. The airport's a ghost town. Four more cities have been added to the restriction list. And it comes as basically they're having their Lunar New Year holiday where it's basically like if Thanksgiving and Christmas combined, hundreds of millions of people travel around the country and out of the country to celebrate this huge event in Chinese culture.
Well, I'm guessing it's like the worst time. That's going to change a little bit.
I think people like this headline, though, because we like to scare each other. Uh-huh. Last year alone, there were almost 3,500 Ebola cases. And over 2,000 deaths. That's Ebola. That was in 2019. And that was the second largest documented outbreak after the big one back in 2014, 2016. And people don't freak out as much because it's old news.
I was going to say.
Well, and it's a completely different virus.
You give it a new name and people, but I'm just saying we love to excite ourselves. UNMC says they're watching it. We've got the biocontainment. They're like, we're keeping an eye on it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm excited for this thing.
You're excited?
I'm just intrigued by it. I guess excited sounds awful. I'm just intrigued by the whole thing.
But I'm just saying, if we would have been said Ebola right now, people are like, eh.
Yeah.
Heard of it.
You bet.
So another case has possibly cropped up in the United States, this time in L.A. So they're monitoring somebody who they believe might also have the coronavirus, and that would be the second confirmed case if they do, you know, find out for sure. But the first one is in Washington State.
Do you think the people who make Corona beer are having a meeting in the boardroom? Like, are they even just talking about it? Like, do we need to worry? Is it going to ding sales? Are sales going up? The mentions?
I hear coronavirus.
Do they need to hurry up and spin up a Super Bowl ad? Corona beer.
It's not.
It's not the virus.
It's not the virus. You bet.
Maybe it actually, you know, maybe can that lime help fend off the virus. I don't know. I'm not an epidemiologist. Dogs could be the only service animals allowed on airplanes. There's a new rule being put forward by the Department of Transportation, and it would require passengers to basically make sure that their service animal has proper documentation, that it is indeed a specially trained animal to aid humans, and it has to be a canine only if this passes, which I imagine the airlines are probably holding their breath and breathing a sigh of relief because, you know, they've allowed a lot of very, you know, unconventional animals onto flights due to the fact that they were labeled service animals. Well, and if the feds put out a rule saying it can only be dogs.
Like what kind of animals? What were the unconventional ones?
There's that one woman who had the peacock. There was the woman who had the horse. There was somebody else.
The horse was a Bellevue woman who we spoke to.
Yes, right. We talked to her.
And she was legit. It wasn't like I get anxiety. I think she had vision issues.
Something.
Or she had seizures. And the horse can tell when she's going to have a seizure, starts neighing.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing that those animals can do that?
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, but all right, pigs, so dogs, pheasants, rabbits, snakes. I mean, you name it. And at some point, it could probably be somebody's service animal. The peacock one was insane. I mean, the size of that bird, I don't even know how it fit in a row, let alone a seat. I mean, the tail on that was just... And I think that was on United, and they told her, like, I don't know if we can have this. Three American firefighters passed away as an air tanker crashed while fighting fires in Australia. So it went down earlier yesterday, I believe, in a rural area of New South Wales. You know, fires are still a major issue for that section of Australia.
These guys went out there, volunteered, and flew out there and jumped in a plane, and that something happened. And yeah,
well, that's got to be dangerous. Awful, that's the process with it, where they take a plane, a C-135, and fill its belly with water, and then it flies real low and dumps it over the trees, and then has to pull up. So I mean, it's amazing the pilots that got to be in this.
Thousands.
How many firefighters have there been? A lot of firefighters that have perished in that fire.
This is the only. Well, maybe just because it's American. the only ones I've heard of on this. God, it sucks. I wish that thing would be done with the whole thing.
There is a argument, well, a debate rearing on social media about what is the best sleeping position, how you sleep at night. And it started when a guy posted a photo on Twitter showing 18 different ways to sleep in bed. And it got people buzzing about the fact that, do you sleep on your back? Do you sleep on your front? Do you sleep on your side? Are you a comboer? Do you, you know, curl up in a ball? Do you wrap yourself up like a burrito? A sleep expert says that sleeping on your back is ideal because it reduces the pressure.
I got back issues and they always say, just stay put, stay on your back. There's 18 positions, but however, according to Prince, there's 23 positions in a one night stand.
Well, that's a different kind of position.
I didn't know there were 18 sleeping positions.
I know. I'm like 18
face
sleeping
down,
positions.
Face up. And if we take the positions in a one night stand and the sleeping positions, how many overlay on top of each other?
I mean, the sleeping positions, I mean, they break it down to one on your back, two hugging your pillow, three sleeping on your right side,
four biting your pillow.
That's how I sleep.
It's all showing like different hand, like different pillow placement, different hand placement. This one guy in number, like in position number 13, it looks like this couldn't possibly be comfortable unless you were living in a packing box. He's on his knees, like almost in child's pose, with his arms cupping the pillow, and he's like compacted himself. He looks like a frog.
So what is the best one? On your back,
yeah,
what's
what
number
is
two?
The best way? Let's get to the...
On your back
saying?
Is what experts say is the best. They say sleeping all on right. your front is the worst way to breathe. But I mean, basically it just comes down to everybody's body's different.
I know, but
right?
Number like, two is on your side. So on your back, on your side.
Okay.
Three is in side. The fetal position. And
okay.
then fourth would be on your stomach. But they always say it's bad for your back.
Okay, because you're... All right, so lay on your back for the back for the bad. I couldn't tell you how.
You mean,
I sleep.
They
I
used
sleep.
To just talk about the four original main ones: on your back, on your side, in the fetal position, on your stomach. A lot of people
number
like
18
to put a
looks like it hates the world.
Pillow between the knees. What'd you say, Molly?
No, 18. What is 18?
Number 18 is this guy, and he has a pillow over his face, and he's holding it there. And I don't know if that's just a cry for help or if that's really a sleeping... I sleep with a pillow on my head.
You do?
Yeah.
I think that's Peter trying to kill you in your sleep.
No, I sleep on my side and then I sleep on a pillow and then I sleep with another pillow. Like I have like a little like Molly head sandwich between two pillows.
So how can you make fun of that guy? You're sleeping weird. You got a pillow on your face.
I don't sleep like with this, like with my arm on it. I mean, it's just, I don't like noise and Peter likes noise. Peter wants the fan going. He likes white noise. It bothers me. So I'm not going to make him stop. And I've found my fix is just muffling it with a pillow.
I just bite it.
That's how you make marriage work, people.
Hey, if you're a football fan, the Raiders are officially the Las Vegas Raiders.
That's the greatest news.
The owner has announced it as of this morning. The Las Vegas Raiders.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right. Good morning. All right. The time is now. Find a finalist for this trip. You can pick out whichever Sandals location you want, but if we had to recommend myself, I would recommend either Jamaica or the Bahamas, but that's only because I haven't been to the other ones. So I have no idea.
We heard, and people that use Sandals.
Grenada is supposed to be like unbelievable.
They all raved. They raved about the Grenada.
Back. And it's pretty new. I mean, it just got added to the lineup in the last like year or two.
Really. All right, they're growing. All right, so this right here is Carly. Carly, thanks for calling the Big Party Morning Show. How are you this fine morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
We're already a little jealous of you.
I know.
Because you're so much closer to winning than everybody else.
All right.
Yay.
Have you ever been to Jamaica before?
I have not.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll find if you win this trip, there's a it's like a thing that makes loud noises on the beach. It's like snoring. So I'm going to ask you right now, who do you think snores louder on the show? This show. Jeff, myself. or
we'll
Molly?
We'll go with you.
With me? No.
Yeah.
No. That's 100% wrong.
Okay.
We're going with... Yeah. This is a recording right here from...
It is not.
From the beach.
No. This is... You're bullying me. I'm being bullied. What you're listening to is active. This is an active bullying situation. An ABS.
No.
Sounds like somebody trying to start a chainsaw.
Yeah. If you listen closely, sounds like
what happens when you're unhappy with yourself. You tear at other people.
Yes. All right. So Molly Molly would be the one.
You're a beach sleeper.
Man, who doesn't want to get that relaxing vibe, man?
Yeah.
Waves coming in.
Hey, we all snore on the show. I think we all do some way, somehow.
That's not what you just said. That's not what
you just said. We're just saying who's the loudest one. Relax.
Claws out, kitty.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
If I was laying on a beach, I would admit to snoring.
Yeah, absolutely. It's relaxing. That's what you do.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to get you on a list. You are a finalist to win this trip when we do the drawing here in a couple days, okay?
So
thank you.
We would recommend going to sandals.com and start kind of mentally deciding which trip you're going to pick. You know, try and actualize this thing coming through because there's a lot of properties to choose from.
Okay.
15 different award-winning all-inclusive resorts on the Caribbean's best beaches.
So cool.
All right. Hold on the line,
all right? It's going to be all right, thank you.
It's going to be a what? You can finish.
It's going to be a productive day at work.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's okay, though. All right, hold on the line. We'll get you done. Now, 1220 is your next chance to become a finalist with Chi. She'll be making that magic happen. All right, we do have some celebrities coming up next. Stay here.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Powered by Bic Razors. So yesterday came word that Jessica Simpson is getting ready to drop her memoir. It's sort of a tell-all new book called Open Book.
It has 4 pages. It's a pamphlet.
Yeah, it's
it's due out next memoir. February. She opens up about a lot of personal struggles. One of the things is that apparently she's been sober since 2017. She struggled with alcohol and pills.
She struggled with whether tuna is chicken, chicken.
Remember that.
But it's not really chicken, is it?
Chicken of the sea.
But it's not really chicken.
Or an iguana, chicken of the trees. Apparently that's a Florida term that we all need to get on board with. But now new details about Jessica Simpson talking about her and Nick Lachey's divorce, saying that they got a divorce, that their anxieties over their high-profile careers drove them to divorce because they were feeding off of each other. She denies that Nick Lachey was blindsided by her request. That was, I guess, one of the stories because she's like, we weren't even talking at the time. And then she, Simpson also apparently in her book writes about her relationship with John Mayer and called him sex obsessed and said that his Playboy interview where he called Jessica Simpson's sexual napalm made it very easy for her to just walk away. She said he later apologized, but that was the breaking point. She's like, I'm done. BTS and Diplo, as well as Mason Ramsey, are reportedly going to join Lil Nas X. The Grammys are this Sunday, and he will be doing a live performance of Old Town Road. I would imagine Billy Ray Cyrus will also be joining for the performance. All of these collaborators cut a remix during the 2019 reign of that track. And Lil Nas is up for 6 Grammys. He's tied with Billie Eilish. And Lizzo is the only one who beats both of them out. Lizzo is also going to be performing. She did an interview and opened up about her struggles with body dysmorphia. And basically talked about the fact that it was a boyfriend that she had when she was 19 who was pressuring her to lose weight. And then, you know, they broke up. She suffered heartbreak again. She said a lot of it, most of the songs on 'Cause I Love You were inspired by another guy who broke her heart. So there you go. But she's come to terms with her body. And she says she's evolved. But obviously, it's probably still a journey for her. Demi Lovato is going to perform a song on the Grammys she wrote a week before her overdose. She's getting ready to launch a new album in 2020, possibly maybe tour. Plus, word has come that she's going to be the one singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl next month. Demi Lovato is making a big comeback, and she's performing at Sunday's Grammys. This will be her first performance since her overdose back in July of 2018. So I would imagine it's going to be a pretty emotional one when she takes the stage. Taylor Swift is getting ready to drop her trailer, drop her documentary, Miss Americana, on Netflix January 31st. Trailer has dropped on YouTube. Get to see her hugging her boyfriend, that Joe Alwyn. You also get to see her using some colorful language that makes it maybe not so safe for the younger audiences. Basically a look behind the scenes of her, you know, last tour and basically what she's been going to. One of the quotes she says is that she feels good about not feeling muzzled anymore. And it was her own doing, but now that she feels a lot more free to just be her, I guess. Juice WRLD his autopsy has been unveiled. Apparently, it was an overdose of codeine and oxycodone. The drug levels on both of those were toxic, and both drugs were found in his system. Just 21 years old. He was found in his, he was leaving his private jet and had a seizure and died later that day. And now they are saying that it had to do with the drugs that he was trying to hide from law enforcement that were searching the plane.
Bad choices.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.